one of the only things we can't make in a lab and that will last as long as Egyptian pharaohs have been in their tombs is honey. Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA and Billy Crawford from New England Apiary in Westfield. True, we can't make honey in a lab, Billy? And if I get buried with this, in 3,000 years, the honey's still going to be as good as the day that I got buried?
Might be hard and crystallized, but it'll still be good to the taste.
You can put it in hot water and it will melt.
And it won't kill me.
That's right.
Is honey really bee throw up?
Well, I've always had the idea of having a joke label, you know, raw bee barf. But yeah, they go to the flowers, they go for the nectar, they suck it up, it goes into their honey crop, and they regurgitate it to pass it off to another bee. Some other bees, it's their job to just pretty much flap their wings and dehydrate it, get down between 16.5% and 18.5% water.
What do the bees want the honey for?
That's a carbohydrate.
So the food isn't the pollen that they're getting.
Well, that's their steak and eggs, you know, that's their protein and fat.
So then the bees go out there, they get the pollen, they inadvertently are pollinating everything and making plants grow, but their main objective when they get the pollen is their
meat
and
potato. That's their food. And also, they need carbohydrates, so they're going to suck that sweet treat out of the flower, the nectar.
Why is their own throw up their carbohydrate, I guess, is the question I don't understand.
Well, I guess that's just their process of preserving it.
I throw up and I try to eat it.
No,
I don't feel like
I'm gonna be
very healthy.
Yeah.
These are so amazing in the way that the colony works, but you started doing this as just a hobbyist as a young kid, and now you've got this wholesale business, Billy C's Raw Honey.
That's right. Started when I was 15. I went to the Hamlin County Beekeepers Association Bee School. I've never grew out.
You were a bee student.
I got a beehive after that. The rest is history.
He started out with one beehive when he was 15. He now has 1,200 beehives.
Oh, beehive. How many bees do you think that is?
Well, you know, a full-blown colony will generally have around 40 to 50,000 bees. You can get real strong ones, you know, that have close to 100,000 bees.
So you got like 500,000 bees minimum.
We have millions and upon millions of bees.
Wow. How many days a week do you get stung?
Every day that I'm out working with the bees.
So they don't like you. They want to hurt you even though...
Yeah, they don't really always understand that I'm there for their benefit too.
What benefit do you provide to them? Because they want to eat their own throw up, but we're stealing their throw up from them to eat for ourselves.
Wild bees, they really can't survive too well on their own anymore. You know, because of humans, we've brought in pests that decimate them.
And so your stuff is wholesale raw honey, Billy C's. You can see it at Big Y and other like major supermarkets.
Yeah, we're in 34 Big Y's, I believe, now.
Yeah. Benefits of raw honey, in your opinion?
So raw honey's unprocessed. It's still got all those beneficials that you want in them. I believe the legal definition of raw honey is 140 degrees. Well, we're kept much below that, not too much over 100 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Just warm enough for it to go through the filter so we can filter out the bee legs, the wax.
Yeah.
You know,
all the good stuff.
All those protein-oriented items.
Yeah, the little pieces of corn that they had the other night before they threw up.
And Monty, you know what else Billy does that I found amazing? He does a lot of pollination work. So right now it's apple season, flowers are in bloom, and Billy's got some of his bees up in Greenfield and other places.
You transport the hives to help with the pollination.
Yeah, that's right. You know, our local honey is pretty much only produced in April, May, and June.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you know, all the honey's taken off, the bees are treated for mites, and they're loaded onto trucks and sent to Ohio for pickle pollination. Over 1,000 colonies will go down there. And when they come back from pickles, it'll be the end of August. Sometimes we can make a honey crop, but not always. Then we'll go down to Georgia in December with the bees, pretty much till April. You know, we'll pollinate blueberries down there, and if we're able to find someone in California that can take our bees, we'll do almond pollination.
These bees get around.
They do get around.
Billy Crawford from New England Apiary in Westfield. Billy C's Raw Honey. We can find a bunch of different markets, and you can find the list from what markets will carry this honey at CESA's website. Devon Whitney Deal from CESA. BuyLocalFood.org.